Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
EG for 28 down the corner, and he knocks it down! Good gracious! Leave, Minnesota, leave! You want no more of this! The Rockets scored 50! 50 in the third! 169! Rockets after three. Rebound to Jackson, and ladies and gentlemen, it's a Rockets win in Minneapolis to take a 3-1 lead in this best of seven first round series. The final score, the Houston Rockets 119, the Minnesota Timberwolves 100.
Donovan crosses over to the basket, lays it up and in. Not that simple. He just makes it look and sound that easy. Yeah. Steven Adams goes and meets the guys out on the floor at half court to kind of give them some daps. Paul George shaking their hands. And Russell went the other way. And the Jazz have blown out Thunder Night 113-96.
Lots of...
Go ahead, man.
No, you sure?
Yeah, no. I was thinking of something. Go ahead.
I want you to get your thoughts out
no,
there.
No, my thoughts are good. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to let WQAM and Big Five Run present.
Promos.
Football. I got to read a lot of them. Football draft night. That's this Thursday, Dave and Buster's in the Oakwood Plaza in Hollywood. This is in Hollywood, starting at 8 p.m. Brought to you by Big Five Rum, Florida-made, Cuba-inspired, and by Carolina Auto Body. When your car's in tow, there's only one place to go, carolinaab.com. Here's Joe Rose.
All right, there you needed to get that in, damn it. That's right. That's a big part of the show, man. So sorry about that. Utah now up 3-1, and Houston up 3-1 after scoring 50 points in the third period
last
night.
Fair.
Yeah, that was just to score 50.
They had 50 in the first half.
There's only two teams that got the ability to score 50.
The Heat and the Rockets?
The Heat and the Rockets. Two teams I was thinking of, yeah. And goodbye to Utah now up 3-1. The big three in Oklahoma City, there's no way Paul George is going to stay with this group. Because it looks real good on paper. It does. You got Russell Westbrook, and then you have, I think, one of the greatest choking jobs for a star player that we've had that's going to probably be a Hall of Famer, Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, probably.
That just absolutely shrinks. The bigger the game, the more he shrinks. 5 of 18 last night, and he ain't going anywhere.
No,
there is no
player
way.
Option for next year for like almost $30 million.
I'm staying here, and just anyway, that thing just has not worked out. And all of a sudden, Utah is up on Thunder 3-1 when everybody thought they'll get it worked out in the second half and they'll be one of the teams to deal with in Utah, who nobody talks about. And has the best pure rookie
Donovan
in the NBA.
Mitchell.
Not even close.
He is so good.
And you know what? He's not going to get rookie of the year because of Ben Simmons. But, man, I tell you, he's fun to watch.
What about co-rookies of the year? Can't do that? Didn't they used to do that?
Well, they should.
Yeah. Both these guys are really good. Both these guys had a huge impact on their team this year. But I don't think anyone saw it from Donovan Mitchell.
Nobody.
I think Ben Simmons, they figured he's going to, you know, blow up at some point. He's really good. But Donovan Mitchell before the season, did anyone talk about him being potentially the rookie of the year? Probably not.
Well, if you play in Sacramento, Salt Lake City,
okay,
nobody's following you.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City and Sacramento never has to worry about a top free agent going, you know, I want to go to Sacramento or Salt Lake City.
Yes.
That's where I want to play the next 5 years or
Correct.
4 years. Just doesn't happen. Never. Even guys that grow up out there.
They want to leave there.
They want, like, nah, I'm going to an NBA city. Not a. And by the way, they got, you know, Salt Lake City getting great crowds, great story. Maybe the best coach in the NBA, best coaching job this year. And as you said, the rookie and then all the nice pieces they have.
Pieces everywhere, yeah.
good role players and have played great out in the West. I didn't see that coming, that we'd be talking anything with Utah.
Playing this well? No. I would have told you this before the season, that I think Oklahoma City probably has a top three team in the West with the team they put together, as long as Carmelo kind of shows up. Paul George and Russell Westbrook, that's a great 1-2 punch. I don't think anyone saw the fact that after the season, Paul George is going to bolt, Carmelo's going to opt back in, and Oklahoma City's going to be a bad team next year.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be bad next year if Carmelo's the number two guy.
That's going to be a rough destination, woo! Too.
Who's going to play for them?
Well, once Westbrook, if he leaves, I don't know. He signed a new contract.
Westbrook's got that supermax.
But he's going to have trouble getting guys to come play there. I don't know how much guys like playing with him.
I
know he's really good. Don't get me wrong. It's not nothing to do with his play. I mean, he's a walking triple-double, and his energy level is ridiculous. But I just wonder how hard he is to play with. Loves to obviously control the ball, and I just don't know. But anyway, we're going to find out, because if Paul George leaves, that's going to tell you a lot of, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be
bad. He goes, hey, man, it was fun, but I really want to go home. If he doesn't stay, then that will tell you all you need
Russell
to know.
Russell Westbrook's next 5 years on the books, 35-3, 38-5, 41-43, 47.
No opt-out before that?
This was the opt-in, I believe.
Okay.
This was the 5-year supermax that he's getting from the team that starts 18, you know, in this 18-19 season.
We also have the NFL draft coming up Thursday, first round, and the big sexy round, of course, and it all starts 8 o'clock on Saturday. You know, I said this to start the show, for all the problems that the NFL has had over the last 2 years, and they've had a bunch. With CTE issues and all the adjustments and changes, they're trying to make the game safer, and numbers and everything else around the game, the national anthem and all that stuff. I'll tell you one thing that is clearly way out in front of every other sport, and that's what they've created for this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, called the NFL Draft. My God. Its popularity now, it was just a matter of time. It was going to be on a major network. It's going to be. Fox is carrying it Thursday night, along with ESPN and NFL Network. You've got that. They're expecting almost 300,000 people to show up.
That is ridiculous.
Over 3 days of the draft in Dallas. It's going to be at the stadium over there. And now you have cities bidding on getting the rights to it. We've seen it. Used to be in New York all the time. I've been surprised it's taken off the way it has. I remember being in New York, right? Commissioner came up, players came out from the back. We watched them at the tables. The fans were there. We go, the Jet fans had their fun.
Yeah, they're booing everybody.
And the Giant fans, and it was kind of that. Then went to Chicago, and it looked pretty good.
Little
they
change.
Went to Philadelphia. Looked great. Real good. Yeah. They just
Philly did a good
it.
Job.
And now Dallas is talking about breaking every record. Who would ever thought we'd be talking about cities bidding on the rights to an NFL draft party Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
A couple hundred thousand people.
They're going to have stuff for kids. They're going to have all the teams there and all the things that they're doing. It really is amazing what they've done to actually – nothing's bigger than the games. The games are still the biggest thing, but my God, for an off season, for a draft to become like everybody else, going, all right, hey, the rest of you guys, kind of off the side a little bit here, because we got this NFL draft thing, because it's so connected to college football, it's connected to all your favorite players from college who are coming out.
Yeah,
you know who they are. You got the star power of the quarterbacks this year, which I think is only going to help it, and from coast to coast, everybody's going to, you know, we got quarterbacks and players from the South and the West and small schools and big schools, and there's ranking. So you're educated even more going into this
thing. Overeducated.
And where the other sports are hurt, a lot of them are high school-driven stars, and we just don't get to see him except a few highlights, dunking over some guy.
Or international young guys if you go to the NHL draft. Guys. Yeah, of course.
You don't know. No, you're right. Actually, all three of the sports have international players
NBA,
that we don't know much about.
There's a guy that's potentially a number one pick in the draft this year. I have no idea. I've never seen him play. NHL, you know any of the top 20 guys that come out? More than likely not. Major League Baseball, outside of hearing of a Bryce Harper type guy, do you ever hear about any of those guys? No. Can you name probably, I'm guessing, if I asked you to name 10 of the top 20 prospects in the NFL draft and what college they played for, and have you seen them play, I'm guessing you're going to say yes.
Yeah. And if you haven't, you know, you've seen so much about them. There's been so much on.
Well, there's so much hype for the NFL draft. That's the difference. We're reading 5 promos a show, 2 an hour. Because there's a big NFL draft party. Do we have an MLB draft party? Do we have an NBA draft party?
Well,
no.
And there's the other problem that you have. Those drafts are only carried by their own networks.
That's it.
Like MLB.
That thing is 3 days long.
It's on MLB Network. And I watch just because there's some kids and wanted to see where they were going.
Yeah, I want to see the kid from St. Thomas or Archbishop get drafted. That's why.
But you look and it just doesn't have the same flair and the energy in it, and obviously the overall popularity that you get from the 32 picks that will take place starting 8 o'clock on Thursday night. So pretty amazing stuff to watch and try to figure out what everybody's favorite team out there will do. And obviously some teams have more draft picks than others, and that comes into play. And now we got mock draft overdose because everybody's brother has doing mock drafts, including now our local writers are getting into it. Omar Kelly is going to join us coming up here at 8 o'clock. We'll find out. I already let everybody know what Omar's thinking. Omar Kelly's got the Dolphins taking Derwin James, moving TJ McDonald down to a nickel linebacker and moving Derwin James in the safety with Rashad Jones. The two of them taking care of the safety position, talking about a guy who can play center field and make plays. I'm really, really against it, but if he's the best player, would I be shocked? I wouldn't be shocked, but there are other needs.
Glaring needs.
And I would just say this again. If you take Derwin James and you're just telling everybody that you think TJ McDonald was a mistake.
Yeah, we bleeped up.
If we move to him, a 4-year, $24 million guy moves out of his position, then you saw him for a half a season and said, nah, it's not what we thought we were getting when we decided to give him this contract during the preseason.
I think that's the biggest issue with it. Not the fact that they gave him a contract. It's they gave him a contract after preseason play. And now they think they screwed up.
Well, if they do this,
oh,
it will be a lot of questions about it besides how good Derwin James can be and upgrading. I do agree with Omar, though. You need playmakers, and he'll come on, and I'm sure he's going to talk about it. We do need him. We need a tight end playmaker.
That's fine. We understand that.
We got to get more than 4 touchdowns out of our tight end position.
But, Joe, if we come in here Friday morning, Derwin James is the first-round pick, I don't think you're going to be happy.
Well, no, because
I think a lot of Dolphin fans are going to be upset.
I'm going to say the team can't put a spin. That's why I don't think they're going to take him, by the way. Because why they're getting Derwin James talking about, oh, we've really upgraded our position. And then people go, well, you just signed TJ McDonald a year ago.
Game guaranteed money, the whole deal.
Gave him a lot of guaranteed money. I believe it was like $10 million guaranteed with signing bonuses and everything else as part of that money. So you've decided after seeing him in the preseason, you're fired up about him after you sign him, knowing he was getting suspended for 2 months. And now you sign another guy, you're basically saying we made a mistake.
Yeah, you are. Not basically, you're saying it.
So that's why I don't think they're going to take Derwin James.
I hope you're right. I like Derwin James as a player. Now, I just don't think he's a fit for this team right now.
Other people think, TJ, I'm not one that thinks a safety can all of a sudden become an outside linebacker. Maybe it's just me. It's a little bit
of a transition.
I mean, it's one thing to do it from high school to college. And in college, somebody says you before you start and you go into pro, TJ McDonald's been in the league for a while.
Yeah. And now you just want to change
so positions. Now you've decided from watching him on tape, having coaches on our staff that were on that staff out with the Rams, and now you guys have decided, it just doesn't all add up, which I'm going to talk to Omar about. Maybe Omar disagrees, but They got some other needs. Outside linebacker, tight end, defensive tackle. A lot of other positions to get some guys.
Keep going.
Quarterback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some other stuff that get some guys ready to go and see what they do with those first five picks in the first four rounds that the Dolphins have. One in first round, one in second, one in third, two in fourth. We got to go to a break. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. And we'll check in. Don't forget, you can always join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line at 56022.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
They've really handled us in the fourth quarters. And all four games, really, except for the one that we were able to pull away. And we just have to do better. You know, through three quarters, we've been up. And it's going to require a full 48-minute game of absolute our best effort, but just as important, focus and discipline and detail. And that's on both ends of the court. They've played well. They've had their moments where they've really played great basketball down the stretch of these games. We've been able to do it once. You know, that's all I need to see. I don't need anything more. I don't need people telling me otherwise. I've seen it.
All right, Eric Spoelstra talking about finishing, man. You got to finish. Sounds real easy, but it's not. And making big shots, knocking down free throws. And by the way, how about getting some stops? You know what's funny from that last game that still sticks with me is Ben Simmons running right down the middle and dunking. And nobody contested his shot at all.
The Red Sea was parted.
Yep. I mean, it was like, it was so open, it looked like somebody had blown the whistle and everybody stopped except the guy dunking the ball. And then the other one is you can't give somebody that's one of the best three-point shooters in the game.
An 18-foot wide-open jumper with the game on the line.
Whatever the three-point line is, 19 or whatever it is, that's just exactly
He was like right in the middle. He was like a mid-range jump shot. It was nothing. It was a nothing shot. It was a free throw.
JJ
couldn't believe how wide open he got off that pick and roll.
Yeah, and then, of course, he knocked down his free throws when you're trying to play catch-up, and he comes in and gets a rebound and gets fouled. You're like,
last guy on the court I'd foul, by the way.
Wrong guy in this game that I want to see get fouled. So anyway, they got to figure a way to close and keep this thing alive for a potential Game 6 back here at American Airlines Arena if they can win it same night as the NFL draft. That would be, what did we say, 7 o'clock game, I believe, Thursday. Yes. And then the NFL draft is at 8 o'clock. We'll have everything covered for you. The new family will have it all covered for
you. You'll hear the draft on our station if there's a Heat game, and the Heat game will be on the other station.
Yeah, so you'll have it all and be able to hear. There's so many great stories coming out. I could literally do, like, the Baker Mayfield stuff that's leaked out. Some of it he may get ripped for. I think a lot of it is really harmless. But he's met with most of the teams that need quarterbacks, plus some of the ones that don't. Those guys, those top four guys, have done a lot of traveling. They've been all over. They've had quick stops, a lot of them here in South Florida. But a couple of stories came out about Baker Mayfield over the last couple of days. Meeting with John Elway in a cafeteria in Denver when he was doing his whole thing. And apparently while Baker and John Elway were sitting there and talking about quarterback and John Elway was asking questions. And anyway, in walks Case Keenum.
Uh-oh.
Who they just gave a lot of money to as a starting quarterback. And he came in to grab a bite to eat in the cafeteria, and he looks over there in the corner, and there's the big boss, John Elway, who runs everything, and Baker Mayfield, who potentially – could be your fifth pick.
Yep.
So that would be awkward.
2 years, $36 million deal this guy just signed.
Well, listen, it would be awkward. And I get that you got that money. A lot of it's coming in, and you're coming in hoping to be the long-term quarterback. But that would be a tough one, which got me thinking. For all these quarterbacks that came down here, as the Dolphins brought in all the quarterbacks as well, you know about the reports about bringing in Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen and some other guys. Can you imagine? There's your guy, Ryan Tannehill, who's living over there right now, working out, rehabbing, throwing with his quarterbacks, working out. I mean, he is a Davey junkie right now over there as far as being there, a gym rat. So how awkward would that be is you're going around working out and then go to grab a bite to eat and you look over there and, oh, hell, that's a quarterback from Wyoming.
With Adam Gase and Chris Greer sitting over there
grabbing a bite to eat. Yeah, that was
– it's awkward.
No matter – I don't care what anybody says. It's just – it's a cold business. I mean, it is – you think where you are right now working – and we are talking about a lot of money, don't get me wrong, whether it's a coach or a player, but it is a cold business. Money aside, you can be feeling good about somebody, and then all of a sudden, in the case of Mike Pouncey, perfect example, I don't blame Pouncey for being pissed off.
No, of course not.
Like, he thinks he's your center, and all of a sudden the 49ers call and go, hey, we got a new guy. You want this guy? He's healthy. Cheaper. What do you want to do here? And all of a sudden, like, wow, hey, Pounce, we got to let you go.
We're cutting a guy and trading for another. And
Pounce thought, you know, hey, I'm one of the leaders and everything else. So it's just goes on everywhere.
But, Joe, it's any job in the world. Think about any job in the world. Think about if you're a bank teller.
I don't know.
And you're sitting with the boss and you have a job and a new bank teller comes in and has lunch with the other boss or management. It doesn't matter. This is a different situation because it's a high-profile thing. You're the quarterback of the team. You just signed a deal, and there's the new stud.
See, I think this is a lot different than other jobs.
Okay.
It's not even close. First of all, you have a job every day. You're a bank teller because you do a bank teller, and my mother was a bank teller for a long time. As long as you're doing your job and everybody likes you and you're not getting complaints and you can balance your money at the end of every day, you can keep your job for a long time. You can't help injuring what you make, and if your contract doesn't live up to it, or you know there's 25, 30, 35% turnover every year, and you got people coming in. It's one thing to train a bank teller because you use that, or any other position because you see them coming in, you just think they're adding another person or somebody left. But this... And again, we're talking about either way, guys are going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. But I just think football is about as cold a business as there is. Then you throw in a lot of these contracts aren't guaranteed, so you can get rid of them. You might take a little cap hit. But, yeah, it can be, man, I really like that guy. I was hoping we could keep him. But, you know, the way things worked out, we got a guy we think's just as good, going to be a hell of a lot cheaper. I mean, that's... And then these recruiting trips coming in.
Well, that's the thing, too.
And you're in, and you're bringing in a running back. You think you're looking pretty good as a running back from a year ago, and all of a sudden they bring in a couple of those top guys, and you're going, oh, God.
My job's in jeopardy.
If they draft this guy, I'm losing a lot of carries, if not going to be off this team.
But the difference is Case Keenum's not going anywhere, even if they draft this guy for 2 years.
No. Well.
He's got a 2-year guaranteed contract.
He's got 2 years guaranteed.
$36 million on the books. John Elway is not sitting this guy on the bench for Baker Mayfield for the next 2 years.
See what happened in Chicago last year?
Sure.
Guy got a lot of money and didn't play well. They couldn't wait. Make him
his deal wasn't fully guaranteed.
Well, my point is if you bring somebody in, he gets that money, but he's going to be sitting on the bench getting that money.
I don't know if you could do that with him. I don't know if you could do it there.
If Case Keenum comes in.
If he's a stink bomb, that's a different story.
And doesn't play great, and Baker Mayfield comes in, and like a lot like the Chicago situation. So you could end up, man, hey, let's go ahead and play him. We're not winning as many games. Let's go ahead. And that's the other thing. Sometimes not even quarterback's fault. Your team's not very good. You're not winning games. And somebody at some point says, hey, listen, we're not going anywhere. Get the damn young quarterback, our future, in there early, even with that guaranteed. Although I'm with you, I feel a lot, hell of a lot better if I'm Case Keenum when I finish my sandwich after watching Baker Mayfield and John Elway talk. That sandwich tastes a lot better knowing I got a whole bunch of money guaranteed.
$36 million. Yeah,
no, for sure.
It helps.
It's It's a crazy, crazy business. Hey, we got Omar Kelly going to join us from the Sun Sentinel coming up at 8 o'clock. He's got his mock stuff out. It's just a matter of time. They're all going to have it. And Omar's got the Dolphins at the 11th pick taking Derwin James, Florida State safety. I want to hear from some Florida State fans who actually have watched them. Not just hardcore Dolphin fans that really haven't watched them except a couple highlights. Florida State fans have been watching Derwin James last year and what you've seen in the couple years he was up there as one of Jimbo Fisher's favorite players of all time before he left. I'm just curious what people would say about Derwin James being the first pick. And, of course, there's a lot of different names we've been going over, from outside linebackers to defensive tackle to safeties.
Quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks have been in there mentioned, too, and how that might play out. So, yeah, anyway, we'll come back. And we got Hollywood's headlines to get to.
Right? I'll read some text for you, too. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line.
Tease me with one right now. Just give me one. Give me a little teaser, a little texting teaser.
I've never seen a guy get a contract extension while on suspension, but Landry couldn't get his money, huh? That's one of them that came in.
Little different money. One has nothing to do with the other.
And you're thinking of the traditional outside linebacker. The new NFL requires a cover linebacker to keep up with what offenses are doing. So moving TJ there would be a good idea, they think.
Can I just say this? And I'm going to say this to Omar when that's brought up, because I knew that was going to pop up. If you can't cover it safety, why the hell are you going to be able to cover it outside linebacker? I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but
tight ends easier to cover?
These pass receiving tight ends and running backs coming out of the backfield with a two-way go, these guys are really good.
Gronk and Kelsey aren't easier to cover?
No. Would you like to cover Kenyon Drake?
Yeah.
Did you see their linebackers try to cover him for the...
I don't know.
These guys are good now.
I like Derwin James as a player. I'm just afraid to take him. With money, so much money locked into him, that position already. Hey, man, Rashad, too. A lot of money locked in there. There's a lot of other spots you need to fill.
That's the other thing is you've got a lot of money on the
books. A lot of money.
At safety. So, I don't know. We'll find out. Omar's got some different thoughts. He put it in there and obviously thought about everything. So, we'll find out Omar's thinking as we've just killed that thought of that position. Just hammered it this morning.
That's it.
Let's bring on
Omar to talk about it.
I want to be careful now. Like, there's no guarantees. We're just throwing out make-believe mock world here, you know, with...
Well, mock world's going to take over until Thursday around 8 o'clock.
Oh, no, they're only going to
actually start taking, yeah.
Every local writer is going to have one. Yeah, they're going to be working, and then the papers will have them. All their sports writers will have what they think.
When are we putting out my mock draft, Alu?
Yours is Friday. Why don't do yours Friday for Thursday?
I think I'm going to have a pretty good one, though, if I do it on Friday.
You could be known as the Mel Kiper Jr.
I might go 32 for 32 in the first round if I have to do it on Friday.
Lest you screw up on your math when you look at the picks and accidentally screw them up in order.
Number.
But outside of that, you should be good.
All right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, we have some unfortunate news to start off with here.
Jesus, that sounded terrible the way you said that.
Big hit here to the Kentucky Derby because the horse Gronkowski is not going to be running in the Derby. He has a slight infection, and they're going to hold him out.
Oh. Damn.
Well, I was living and
really
dying.
Really big blow to the Derby.
I was really living and dying with that one.
Is Gronk going to go to?
He's on dirt bikes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, is he now going to go to OTAs or no? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, no. He's
still no OTAs.
He's staying away. Yeah. He's staying away. He's got to get his head right.
All right, guys. We'll go to Pete Rose for the next story here. And TMZ has some interesting information coming out about Pete Rose. One being that he is still technically married to his second wife, Carol, despite filing for divorce back in 2011. And he's been running around for years with a much younger girlfriend.
I'm shocked. He never got divorced?
Filed for it.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
That's a long time for a settlement.
Yeah,
to go
he's
through.
Been. Eight I years thought. Almost. I thought he got remarried. Apparently, it's just a girlfriend. The new girl that we seen the shoe in that shoe commercial.
That's right. That's right.
I've going seen around that little shoe commercial. He's walking down the hallway.
Well, a couple more wrinkles here to this Pete Rose story.
I knew
Rose allegedly makes more than $1 million per year in income from autograph signings.
Yeah, he signs a lot.
Which seems like a huge number. But he also blows most of his cash in high-stakes gambling sessions and has significant debts with casinos and the IRS.
Yeah, oof. Doesn't surprise me either.
Pete never slowed down on that gambling.
Nah, he never gambled on baseball, though, right?
Loves to gamble. I think he gambles on it. I think if two cockroaches ran across the room, Pete's getting in on that action.
I got the right one.
Pete obviously, loves action.
Yeah.
So obviously, basically what this story gets to here is the wife or ex-wife or whatever, Carol, is not pleased and wants some of this money that he takes. And she says that he makes a minimum of $100,000 per month from these appearances that he makes, which, again, is over $1 million per year. And she's asking the judge to make Pete pay out some of this.
Told you, it's a sad scene. If you go to that Caesar's Shops, I think in Las Vegas, and right outside the memorabilia store, they have a table. He just sits at it like a picnic bench.
Yeah.
Signs autographs, takes pictures, never smiles. And then there's days when you walk by there and no one's in line.
Ooh.
And he's just sitting there. I feel like I could, you know, I feel like you throw a dollar at him. I don't know what to do.
I like Pete, man.
Nice. I mean, I've met him a couple times.
Pete's
all right.
Got some shortcomings, but he's still the hit king, man. He's the hit king. What else you got?
He in the Hall of Fame yet?
He's never getting in
there.
Joe, how about this for the new school of athletes here, guys that have to film themselves working out and have to try to one-up one another? Odell Beckham Jr., who's been posting a lot of videos of himself working out, posted a video of him pulling a GMC Denali up a hill.
Yeah.
A 5,600-pound SUV. He had it strapped to him, was taking it by a rope and pulling it up a hill. Now, we can do this with you. You have a big Chevy truck. We can strap that to you and see if you can pull it down the road.
We can do that. We can do that.
I think rehab is working okay for him, huh?
I just want to know who's going to be driving it. Not my ex.
That wouldn't end up good for you.
Yeah, don't do
that. What happened to Joe? Oh, she pushed the gas.
I trust one of you guys.
Mm. I would do it.
You guys would be fine.
You just got to be nice that day.
What else you got? Yeah.
One more NFL social media story here. A guy we don't hear about a lot is Julio Jones. Doesn't seem to have a lot of controversy
around
him.
Not a big talker.
Atlanta Falcons receiver.
It's like Andre Johnson. You're right.
You're right.
He went on to his Instagram page and ripped down all the photos and affiliation that he had with the Falcons on the page. And the team came out and said the deletion of the Falcons
just wanted to clean it up.
Had to do with him wanting a fresh start,
fresh start
on social media.
We'll send a two to Atlanta for him.
I hope this is not about the money, because every time we go through this now in sports, guys get a 5-year contract, halfway through, with front-loaded contract, see what they're making now, and then the new guy. We're seeing it at the quarterback. Now the Garoppolo contract's got everybody.
All the quarterbacks salivating.
Yeah, a little salty. So, this happens, part of the deal.
So because is Jarvis the blame for all this?
Well, no, he signed a really good deal. He signed a $71.25 million extension back in August 2015. 47 of that was guaranteed, but his average from the deal is $14.25 million.
Yep.
And that does fall below Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, and A.J. Green.
I'll give you one better than that. Most of that money was front-loaded, so his base salary is a lot lower than that right now. So I'm sure he's looking at this money going, these guys aren't as good as I am. I should always be. The new guy that gets a new contract is going to go over the top of you, man. Those money's going up. What do you got coming in?
All right, 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. The best phrase to describe Derwin would be defensive playmaker. Likes to stay in the middle and is always in the mix. Thrives in the area of 10 to 15 yards from the line of scrimmage. Not sure if he'd be a great partner for Rashad at free safety, though. They'd strike me as two similar players. Went to FSU from 2012 to 2016.
All right. That's what I wanted. A little Florida State. Somebody watched him a lot. I thought he was a lot better his sophomore year than junior year.
Yeah, me too. When actually, he didn't lose out in the first game of the season, then give up like it looked like he did last year. Doesn't Derwin James play the same position as Rashad Jones? It's close if they don't.
I think Armando has pretty much said that that's a concern. thinks are too much alike. If they're going to get a safety, they got to get a safety. They're talking about Fitzpatrick being really good cover guy on big guys. I don't know.
You need a Gronk stopper?
You do need somebody who can slow down big receivers.
Try to stop them?
Yes.
Kelsey stopper?
Yeah.
Edmonds is a freak like Deion Jordan, but can he play football? Go with Roquan Smith.
That's going to be an interesting one to see which one of those two.
What if they're both on the board?
That's a nice little story, isn't it?
Yeah, like, it is.
Which guy do these teams like more that have a chance at that? Who do you like?
Someone just tell you who they like better?
No, I just think, like we said, it's just those guys all play the same position we're talking about in the safety.
You're right.
But those outside linebackers, to see who goes first, Edmonds or Smith.
They're going to go.
I'm really curious.
Right before the Dolphins, I think.
One thing is, one guy's 19 years. That blows me away that Edmonds is 19
years old.
It's going to be 20 here, I guess, in a few days. But even that, 20 years old.
That's really young.
Talking about his upside and all that. You big on that big upside? I don't know about big upside. I want to see good upside now.
I like see upside on a guy, but didn't we already go through that once and it didn't really work out?
We've seen guys we've heard a big upside, and he's now in Seattle and he's 28 years old.
Yeah. Now finally he's playing better. A couple of years outside of being a Miami Dolphin. James is a great player. 11 is way too high. Noel Fant saw him take plays off, and sometimes he was a free spirit on the field. Next text.
Free spirit.
Yeah.
What's that mean? Just kind of do whatever you want?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, I may go there, but I may go here.
We need playmakers. Derwin James is a playmaker. I'm a Canes fan. I know firsthand.
I don't remember him doing much.
Neither do
against
I.
Against the Canes.
I mean, you saw him play.
Appreciate but... you. I mean, he was on the field, and they line him up at a lot of different places and do different things.
It's literally one after the other of yes, no, yes, no, yes, no on the text line. How about these two in a row? Noel fan here. Derwin will be like Jalen Ramsey. They were both used the same at Florida State. Next one. Drafting James is a mistake.
Yeah. So we're like 50-50.
It looks like it on the text line, yeah.
Our Mel Kiper juniors are all over the board on this guy. Yeah.
And then we have one that says, did you see Marlon's man last night behind home plate at the Dodgers game?
Marlon's man, get a life. Seriously, quickly. Quickly.
Someone texted the Dodgers offered discounted tickets last night for the series against the Marlins. Is that embarrassing when they give you the AAA discount?
A lot of stadiums have, according to who you're playing.
Like discounted tickets?
Like if you play the Marlins, it's going to be cheap. If you play the Giants in that rivalry, it's an expensive seat. Or you're playing one of the best teams. Or the Cubs come to town, it's an expensive seat. And if the Marlins and the Tampa Bay shows up and teams like that, you get them.
Cheaper seats.
Cheaper seats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody text that. And then if defense take Derwin James, who's never made a play, who didn't make one play last year, they'll prove to be as clueless as Omar is. Can't wait to hear him today.
Yeah, I'm curious. Let me see. I'm just reading a little bit. Omar's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So he says he wants Dolphins to take Derwin James and move T.J. McDonald to linebacker as a nickel linebacker. So I was thinking, first of all, I don't remember all the years around football watching – guys have been safe. And now these safeties are big guys. T.J. McDonald's a big guy.
Yeah, big dudes.
But moving from safety to outside linebacker is you don't see that a lot. I'm just trying to be nice about this. You don't see that a lot. And like all of a sudden, T.J. McDonald's going to be covering tight ends and backs out of the backfield, who, by the way, these backs now are really shifty and really good. These pass-receiving running backs. So he's going to cover those guys, but yet you don't want him covering down the field from a safety position.
That's right.
So is he going to be better on the line of scrimmage versus?
I guess so. Covering that running back and the tight end better than the DB, the wide receiver.
Doesn't make sense. So yeah. We'll find out what Omar coming up meant by all that stuff, as everybody wants to jump into the mock draft stuff and all the names that are out there. Saw Peter King. See who Peter King like.
He put out a mock. Yeah.
He went defensive tackle Washington, the big fella, man. The big, big fella out there.
That
so,
could happen, right? You think?
I have no idea. Listen, I know what the team needs, but I have no idea what they're going to take. And you know the part that's – they might have different names on their boards up there, the top secret board where security's standing in front when everybody leaves at night. that board might, you might be blown away. Like, Zach, if we got in there going, holy crap, we've been talking about these six or seven names. We're not even close. So, you know, you never know, man. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, Omar Kelly, local mock draft. We'll get into everything with Omar coming up and see what Omar wants to do and why and all that stuff. But don't be afraid to throw a tight end in there first couple of rounds.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Grab me a little pass receiving tight end in that red zone, huh? Coach likes to flex him out. Find a guy you like to flex out that can flat out do it.
Help you score points?
Help us. A little 50-60 catch guy, right?
I like that.
6, 7, 8 touchdowns.
Ooh.
I'm not being a pig.
No, you're talking dirty. I like that.
I'm talking dirty to you right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.